Ladies and gentlemen, in a month where I've broken my arm, and I have, don't care what anyone says, I've had tattoos plastered all over my leg, there's a new Doctor Who been announced, and I've been to see Alan Partridge. It's been a good month, but you know what? It's getting even better, because the Kickboxing Shrimp Podcast Episode 3 is about to come in your ears.
Talk about life and talk about death and everything in between like it's nothing, and the words are easy. You talk about me and talk about you and everything I do like it's something that needs repeating.
This month you are going to be treated to the same mix of inane ramblings by a couple of out of touch geeks, let's just be honest about that. What I do need to mention to you is we do have a Twitter feed now, so if you want to follow us at KBS Podcast, that's at KBS Podcast, and please do follow us, because at the moment we're just being followed by porn and spam. Usually a good Saturday night in the Carswell household, but not today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. So I went to see Alan Partridge, Alpha Papa, the other day. First of all, for those of you who have been living under a rock, here's the trailer.
That was soft rock cocaine enthusiast Fleetwood Mac. And this was Alan Partridge. Love that noise. I was having a fascinating conversation with Norfolk's most suntanned child, just passed his details on to the social services.
Alan will be taken over.
So, Pat, no one's getting sacked. Just sack Pat.
Just gave me 30 minutes to clear out my locker.
Hello? Pat?
There's only one person Pat he's willing to talk to. You.
Cool.
Will you help us?
Guys, none of us choose the hand we're dealt.
We do need an answer, I'm afraid.
Why do you have another siege to go to?
Alan's coming in now.
Welcome to Big School.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you...
Alan Partridge.
My partner in crime.
Oh, guest.
You are the face of this siege.
I am Siege Face.
He's broadcasting from the siege.
Keep it light.
Okay, tonight we'll be asking, have you ever met a genuinely clever bus driver? Oh, shit.
As the hostage crisis escalates, Alan Partridge has become the chief negotiator.
You've got to be more concise. What do you want? You know, I want a helicopter. That's just an example, by the way. Okay, he wants a helicopter.
He's got the shooter!
Effect the police.
Friends, Pat, friends.
It's weird.
What has happened to your hair? I take no pleasure in saying this, but a lot of people think it looks like a photograph of an explosion.
Identify yourself!
Alan.
There's footage.
Alan! I'm Alan Partridge. I've not been off the TV that long. Identify yourself. Should be at home in bed watching funny videos on YouTube.
Have you seen Fat Woman Falls Down Hole?
That should be fenced off, really. But, I'm glad it wasn't. It's all right, I'm not retreating. Pat's tugging me off. Now, come on, we're better than that.
So as you can hear from all that, all the old Partridge is back. And when I say Partridge, I mean from his three series of I'm Alan Partridge, Knowing Me, Knowing You with Alan Partridge and Mid-Morning Matters. I feel the latest specials that we had, it became a bit of a parody of himself, but with the movie, fans of old Alan won't be disappointed. All the old characters are back. Alan, Lynn, Michael and Dave Clifton, who I think should be given his own spin-off show to be fair, as well as some new characters, in particular Pat, who's played by Colm Meaney from Star Trek fame. He's a dinosaur DJ that is put out to pasture, goes a bit mentalist, and holds everyone hostage. And there's your plot. From Alan's opening scene, which is driving to work in a sponsored car, to Michael shitting in a box, the film does roll along at a brisk pace and does not disappoint Alan's fans in the last departments. The cinema I went to see it in was never more than 2 minutes away from the next belly laugh, and talking to a few of the people before the screening started, they certainly knew their Alan backstory. Michael plays little more than a bit part in the film, but Lynn gets a chance to shine with her hair like a photograph of an explosion and actually stands up to Alan at one point. So this is the film comedy of the year. Unlike last year's disappointing Keith Lemon story, And also, this film stays true to its roots, not going abroad, looking at you in between us, and does that hard task of translating from small to big screen, no problem whatsoever. Coogan's performance is sublime. His and Armando Iannucci's writing and attention to detail is a joy to watch. So do yourselves a favour, get out your favourite string-back gloves, grab a mug of Kenko, unleaded of course, pull up your shorts, whose underpant lining has perished, and spend some time with a partridge. Cashback.
Take a chance, chance, take a 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 chance,
take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a It's a brilliant game, fantastic game. Can't say enough about it, but I think enough people have said enough about it, and that's why I wanted to get Sam to have a game. She's not really played much in the way of games ever before, so you'll get that when you listen to her play. It's fantastically entertaining, if not particularly good game journalism. But I hope you all enjoy it, and here's Sam.
Right.
Okay, play.
Yeah. What do we do? Why am I looking... Oh, for God's sake, why am I looking at this? Why am I looking at the sky?
So that right stick controls your head.
Right. Oh, shit.
The other one controls your feet.
For God's sake, I'm just going around in circles.
And you pull your gun up with L1.
What's L1?
The left shoulder button, top one.
Right.
That's draw your gun.
Right.
And then R1 is fire.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's just gone back
okay.
in again. What do I
it's
do?
Okay, you've just switched to a shotgun.
Just give me a big gun. Just
that's
put me
biggest,
a big gun on.
That's the biggest gun.
That there.
Yeah.
Right, now how do I aim? What do I do?
With your head stick. The stick that controls your head.
Right, well, how do you know? Okay. No, it's going to jump out at me, is it?
No.
Are you sure? How do you move?
I promise. Right.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Why can't the... I'm just walking around looking at the floor. How do you turn round? Right, okay. I'm going... Oh, for fucking hell. How do you play these shitty fucking things? I'm still in the same spot. I ain't even moved. How do you move forward?
With your feet. And feet stick. The stick that controls your feet.
I'm just looking at the sky. Right.
There you go.
How do I get my gun?
L1.
Right.
What do you think of the graphics?
Fucking stupid. How do you... They're not going to eat L1. Me, are they? Right. L1. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And then aim at it. Probably for the head would be best.
It's a big circle. It ain't got a head. Where's its fucking head? It's a zombie.
Well, it has got a head. He's just
Where is it?
He's kind of slumped.
Are they all going to jump on me if I fire?
No.
What do I fire?
No,
how do I fire?
R1.
Oh, my. Hey, is anyone going to come and get me? Oh, my fucking God. How do I kill... Oh. You said it wasn't going to fucking attack.
It's okay. You've got to learn somehow. So usually subtlety is a good option. That's a grenade. That's like a bomb.
Right, okay, can't I use one? Oh, where do I get amazing grenades? Can't I just throw one of them in?
Yeah, but make sure you aim it, because at the moment you're going to throw it at a wall.
You said that, because as soon as I fire at that one, that other one's going to come and get me. Where's the dude that were with me?
He's behind you, don't worry. He'll protect you.
Well, where is he?
He's behind you.
Well, that's no good. What do I do? I'm looking...
L1 to aim your grenade, and R1 to
throw
it.
Why am I crawling on the floor?
Because you crouched. Press circle if you don't want to crouch. There you go.
Yeah, but I can't. Once I shoot it at me, that's going to... How do I get rid of that?
What do you think of
I don't want a grenade.
What do you think of the sound design of the game?
What do you mean, sound design?
The sounds of the game.
I haven't been listening. I'm too busy concentrating on not getting myself eaten. How do you switch your weapon again, for God's sake?
There you go.
I want a big one.
Revolver.
How do you get a big one?
Left on the D-pad.
What?
This is the D-pad. There you go. That's a shotgun.
Right.
But if you shoot one of them with a shotgun, the other ones are all going to run at you.
Right. So what do I do then?
Use a bow and arrow. So press... Left on the D-pad, hold X. Now hold X. No, left on the D-pad, hold X.
Oh, for God's sake, so complicated. How can you play these shitty fucking things?
Hold X.
I'm holding X.
Right, now press down and let go. Right, now you've got a bow and arrow. Easy peasy,
for
that
God's
was.
Sake.
Now you've switched to a medikit, now you've got a Molotov cocktail.
What am I doing here? I'm putting things back in my pocket. Right, right. I've got the bow and arrow. Now what do I do? How do you stand up?
L1 to aim. Hold it, because you've got to draw the bow back.
Why am I shaking? Why is it shaking?
Because it takes some considerable effort to draw a bow. And then...
Oh, for God's sake. Oh.
That's it. Bang on the back of his head, yeah.
Is he going to come and get me?
No, not
how
if you
do
him
you
in
fire?
The back of the head.
How do you fire? That other one's going to come and get me, though.
R1.
Oh, my God. That one's going to come and get me. No, It's getting up. What am I doing?
No,
how do I do
it's
it?
Dead.
What do I do?
It's dead.
Oh, my.
Now shoot the other one in the face. Wait until the dot's on his head.
Oh, my God. How do I fire?
Oh,
how do I get it? My God.
It's looking for it.
Can it not hear me? How do I move? Oh, my God, Chris! Oh, Chris, how do I move? Right, I'll walk over there. Can it not hear you? Is it behind me? How do you know if they're behind you?
It uses echolocation.
How do you know if it's behind you? I can't play this game. Oh, my God, is it eating me?
No.
Where is it? Where's that man? Oh, my God. I'm just going to run round here. I'm looking at... Oh, I can hear it. Is it behind me? Oh, for God's sake. I'm not playing this anymore.
Do you ever worry that the computer game characters that you're playing are actually real and that they're actually in the TV? You know, like Wreck-It Ralph?
No.
And every time you pick up a PlayStation pad, they're like, oh, fuck, it's
there again.
Are they both
there again?
Yeah, you have to kill them again.
For God's sake. You just go back to the same place every time.
Well, yeah, if you get killed, you have to redo it.
Fucking day.
You don't have to kill them, you know. You can sneak past them.
No, because then they can sneak up behind you. You've got to kill them. It's all part of the plan. How do I switch again? What is it?
Clearly there's a plan. Shotgun.
Ooh, what was that?
That's your melee weapon.
Oh, no. Well, can't I have that in my hand and a bow and arrow? So that when I kill that one with the bow and arrow and then the other one comes to chase me, I can smack it in the face with my mallet. No?
No.
How do I get that mallet off quick then, like he just did then?
If you press square, you will use your melee weapon. That's your melee
right.
weapon.
So, if I kill him with the bow and arrow, the other one,
yeah.
then press square, my mallet comes out as he's coming to get me.
Yeah. But if you kill him with your bow and arrow, he won't hit you. You've just got to make sure you hit the other one with your bow and arrow.
No, I've got a gun again. How
the problem was that you panicked.
How do you get a bow
left
and arrow?
Left on the D-pad.
For God's sake, this is stupid.
Left on the D-pad, yeah. Hold X when the menu's still up. Hold X.
Yeah.
Down to the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Let go. And there you go, you got a bow and arrow.
Oh, for God's sake, this is the worst game ever. There's too many controls. Now what's he got? He's got a knife.
No, just press left on the D-pad. There's your bow and arrow.
Oh, for God's sake, right.
It's ever so complicated, isn't it?
It really is. Where's that? How do I get away from it?
It's fine.
It's right next to me.
You can grab it and stab it.
I don't want to grab it and stab it. I can't which are my legs.
Left stick.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
That's why you've got to stay in a couch.
How do I get my mallet? Where's the fucking mallet? Where's the fucking thing? Ah! Oh, what mallet?
He's been killed. And now you're dead.
For God's sake.
It's terribly entertaining watching you die again and again.
What a load of crap. Honestly, can't I go to another bit?
I just thought this would be a good bit for you to do. Because it's nice and easy.
It's not easy, though.
There's only one clicker.
For God's sake.
So what do you think of the game? Do you think the graphics are good?
No, it's shit.
Why is it shit?
Oh, because... You can't... It don't look real.
Doesn't it?
Do you think it looks real? Now he's fumbling in his bag. What am I getting now? Why can't you just keep hold of stuff?
Because you keep tapping that instead of that. That's your menu. That D-pad is your menu. And you keep pressing it, and that's why it keeps selecting different things. Now you've got a bottle. If you throw that bottle at the head, it stuns
them. I don't want to throw anything at stunning anybody. How do I get past them then without them hearing me? You show me. What do I do?
Do you want me to do it?
No. Go on.
Right, so bow and arrow, the one on the left, in the head. The other one won't hear you. And then if you want, you can either kill it with your shiv or...
What's a shiv?
A shiv is your knife that you have. You sneak up behind them, grab them and stab them.
I can't sneak up behind it because I can't move. I keep looking at the ceiling and I can't see where I'm going.
It would help if you were in crouch rather than stood right up. You need to be crouching so that you're sneaking.
Right, I'm sneaking.
Yeah. So sneak up with your bow and arrow. Shoot the one on the left in the head with your bow and arrow. That's not your bow and arrow, that's a glass bottle.
How do you know? How do you get on your bow and arrow?
Left on the D-pad.
Oh, for God's sake. Why can't he just keep hold of stuff? How much stuff has he got? How big? He's like Mary Poppins' bag.
Because you keep switching. Now you've selected a med kit. Just stop pressing that. But when you've selected what you want, you don't have to touch that again.
Look, I'm shaking. I'm nervous. I can't help pressing. What do I press now to get the bow and arrow again?
Left on the D-pad.
Right.
I'm going to sellotape that to the pad.
I've done it again.
Left.
It's because I keep... It's
on
these
the D-pad.
Silly...
And then...
It's these silly swizzly knobs. You shouldn't...
Swizzly knobs.
Why can't you just move like the old school, you know, with the buttons?
With just a D-pad and
buttons.
Yeah.
Don't know what these twiddly things are for.
They're analog sticks.
Oh God, it ain't got a head. Where am I supposed to shoot if it ain't
it
got a
head? It has got a
head.
He's just slumped over. Come over to the left so you
no,
can get a better
angle. No, because then
I'll
be near that other one that'll aim
it. No, to his left.
Oh, for God's sake.
And then you'll be able to
why
see
why can't
him?
He just stood there in with his gun.
Because you're leading the group.
But why can't he lead? How do you signal for him to go?
You're the main character in the game.
Why is it shaking again?
Because he's pulling a bow and arrow back.
Oh, he's done it again. This is the worst game ever.
Do you want me to show you how it's done?
No. Let me do it. No, it's not on his head. He ain't got a head. It's going to aim me. How do I get it on his head? Is that on his head?
Yeah.
No, it's not. I fucking right. Just stay there. Just stay. Just.
It can't see you.
So if I just stay here, then
stay
it, right,
still.
Okay.
He shouldn't be able to find you.
Right.
I was wrong, actually. There are two clickers here.
Are you joking me?
Well, he's a clicker, and the one next to him's a clicker.
Oh, right.
He's got
but he's going to come up behind me, Chris.
No,
you don't understand. How do I stand
now
up?
Now he's
right.
Coming at you. Now I'd move. No, not right.
Is that other thing behind me? Oh, my God. This is what I've... Oh, I got one as well. Jesus Christ. Fucking hell. For God's sake. Can't you do it? I'm just going
to... Do you want me to do it?
Please, because I can't do
right.
it.
Watch.
I just can't.
Watch. Right.
Go
just
on
watch.
Then. Smart ass.
I have been playing computer games for 20 years.
I don't know how. I just don't know how you can play it. It just... Like now I want to smash someone's face in. Oh, it's not dead. Oh, it's coming. Where's it? What? Why is it?
Why is it what?
Oh, this is what I mean. You see, there's swarms of them.
Actually, this would be an opportune time.
Oh,
so.
God.
There you go.
See, why couldn't I just do that? I could have just thrown a grenade in.
Well, I did tell you could use grenades.
Is there any more?
And you've got a hunting rifle as well.
Oh, my God. They all look like they've been hit on the head with a frying pan. Oh, he's got you. He's got you. That's it.
See, that's me trying not to be stealthy. You've got to be, for the most part, you've got to pick your battles. Be stealthy. It's not a balls-out, charge at them action game.
That's no good, then. I can't be coping with sneaky.
It's a bit like Resident Evil, you
no,
have to pick
no,
your
no.
battles, conserve your ammunition.
No.
You like
you
to
got Wipeout or out like that. I can do Wipeout.
Play Wipeout?
Yeah.
Shall we go play Wipeout?
Mortal Kombat, I can do that.
Shall we go play Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do that. Whoop your ass.
Please welcome the 12th Doctor, a hero for a whole new generation. It's... Peter Capaldi!
What do I think about Peter Capaldi being the new Doctor? I'm happy. I'm glad. Personally. I'm glad it's an older Doctor, because Matt Smith, as good as he was, we're going to add a bit of experience to it. Now, we have had old Doctors in the past. Now, people that are whinging, oh, you shouldn't be an old Doctor, you shouldn't be an old Doctor, they're probably the same people that think that Matt Smith is the third Doctor, rather than the 11th. Happy with him. Seen some of his work in the thick of it. As long as he doesn't swear as much in this, but you never know. It could be on After the Watershed. Also, he has been in Doctor Who before, in the Fires of Pompeii. I went back and rewatched that the other day. Really enjoyed it, really, really enjoyed it. And I wonder if they're going to do it so that's the 12th Doctor acting as if he was someone in Pompeii, just so we could have another look at Donna. I wonder. Anyway, happy with it, really happy with the appointment. And one more thing you need to look out for as well that's coming back again at the end of this year. You need to look out for this.
Thank you. Sherlock, to be continued on BBC One.
Right, welcome to Lesbians Again. Oh, shit, no, I wasn't meant to say that, was I?
Nope.
I can't remember what it stands for. Right, so welcome to Let's Educate, Stimulate, Brainwash, Inform, and...
Something, what's it?
N. And N, new subscribers. They'll have no idea what that means, but we do. How are you doing, Andrew?
Well, how are you?
Not bad, I'm not too bad. It seems like a good, like, nearly 8 weeks since we did this last. It'll be about that, won't it?
Seems like, yeah.
Since we did the last two dead close together, you know, and we haven't done one for a while, and considering we're a day overdue with the podcast to be released, I thought we might as well do this.
Yeah, well, we are busy, man.
Very busy. There's always so much porn, so little Phil. Right, I've got something to play for you. I've been working on.
I'm intrigued.
I thought since it's been like we've had a couple of podcasts now. We've had a little bit of feedback over the songs we've been playing.
Shut up, all right.
So what I thought, well, there was that. But the police went away. What I thought was, I'd knock together an introduction just showing the general consensus of the public. Yeah?
Right, okay, cool.
And you'll kind of see what I mean. So, here we go.
Excellent.
I thought so. So here's the introduction we've knocked together. I think you'll like the music. It's by a band that you like. So, just bear with us. Here we go.
Cool.
See, what also helps is if I turn the right button up to make it go...
That would help, yeah. Pressing the right buttons.
Hey, that could go in the Christmas DVD. Right, you ready?
Yep.
Usually he's sat in front of a computer screen masturbating or playing Call of Duty, but today, he's here. For your delight, it's Andrew! Now, will you please welcome his partner, but not in a gay way, because obviously they're brothers, Phil!
Now, I think that adequately shows the feeling of the public.
Yeah. Excellent.
But this month I'm going to win.
Are you?
Oh, God, yeah.
What are you going to win? The loser's medal.
Yeah, you want my ass, girlfriend. Right. So, and because I've decided to put another theme in it, I'm going to go for a 90s theme, right?
Okay, excellent.
But I'm also going to add a little disclaimer in there. If you really hate the songs, then I just want you to shout no at the top of your voice. Once you realise what they are, shout no. Okay?
Okay, okay.
Because I've got to win at least one. I'm getting sick of this. It's my bloody podcast and I'm not winning one. So I'm going to win this.
Okay. Right. Okay, we'll see.
Right, okay, we'll see. So we'll do this one. Right, so this is the first one I'm going for.
Right.
Hang on a second. You like this one. Here we go. Good song.
No.
Oh, fuck's sake. Right, okay. I like this one then.
No.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, how about this one? Here we go. You'll like this one.
Nope.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right. You yourself, you should have no reason for saying no to this one. You ready?
Okay.
Oh, no, not that one. That one's just gone. This one.
No.
No, I personally know you know all the words to this. There's a video somewhere, isn't there, of you with this? They're heroes for... No. You really want to say no? I bet you're miming the words as well, aren't you?
I'm getting my groove right on.
Are you seriously saying no to that?
I am saying no to that.
Right, okay then. Right, here we go. Here's my first choice for this week then. Right, you ready?
Okay,
you will like this.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Have a bit of that.
Now, obviously, this is by the band Def Leppard.
Of Sheffield.
Of Sheffield fame.
Of Sheffield. One of Britain's biggest exports.
Yeah, second after hooliganism.
Yeah.
It's a one-arm drummer, isn't it?
He's got one arm. He used to be a guitarist and he was in a motorcycle accident.
Really, he was a guitarist?
Yep.
I never knew that. You learn something every day.
Indeed.
You know, we're going to get literally tens of people complaining if that's not right.
Really? Well, they can all just suck it. I think this is one of the best Def Leppard songs ever made. Yeah, it is good. Seen these live a couple of times. Did you come with us when I went to see him in Newcastle?
Yes, I think so.
Terrorvision.
Yeah.
That was before their tequila song.
Yeah, it was when they were like actually respectable.
And since then, no dice.
No dice.
It's worth it just for the guitar solo of this song, but it takes some time to get there.
Oh no.
Let's get right. This is another band like Fleetwood Mac that's on its like 15th incarnation with people leaving or dying or everything.
Yeah. They had an original guitarist and he died. Was it them?
Yeah, didn't have to get two to replace him.
I think so, yeah. He was like, just that good.
It's like when I left my band.
Which band?
I was that good, they just didn't fucking replace me.
Oh, yeah. They're like, no, might as well just not carry on.
Well, you would you? Once you've had perfection, it's the only way is down.
Yeah, I know.
Right, we're going to play your song next.
Okie dokie.
Now I've got two of you, which one do you want to play first?
Let's play...
The one you sent me on YouTube or the other one?
YouTube. Let's go YouTube.
Suppose a rock sound question.
7 days?
Yeah. And I've got a bit of a problem with this.
Why?
It hasn't ripped properly.
Ah, it's brilliant. Excellent.
Yeah, technical problems.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah. Technical difficulties. Right, we're going to have to play your other one then.
As this is live, we can't really...
I know, as this is live, we can't really do anything. I'm going to test the other one first, let's see if that one works. Yes, that other one's loaded up.
Woo.
Modern technology, yeah? Ain't it great? Oh, yeah. What we'll do is we'll do a podcast extra, and for the YouTube listeners, I see we planned this. For the YouTube listeners, we'll put yours right at the very, we'll tag it on right at the very end.
Yeah.
And we'll do it as an extra as for the people that download it on YouTube, yeah?
Excellent.
Do you see how I got out of that one?
Yeah.
Smooth. Right, so I'm going to pay your next track, which is 6 minutes 20 seconds long.
Yep.
Oh, guitar solo. You see, you form me up one day. Anyway, it's quite enough of that. Right, so go play your next song. Do you want to introduce it?
Yes. This is from the mighty band Machine Head.
Mighty?
Mighty. Mighty as hell. It was a bonus track released on Through the Ashes of Empires. It was only on the American release, I think. A song called Seasons Wither.
Nice. You would pick a song with a really quiet beginning, wouldn't you?
Yep.
So this Machine Head you speak about?
Yes.
For somebody that doesn't know a lot about the band, as in me.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about them.
Well, they were formed in 1991. Based in California, Bay Area. By Rob Flynn, the singer, and the bassist Adam Deuce. All come from pretty thrashy backgrounds. And it, yeah, started off pretty thrashy. Went into a kind of mellow dip in the mid-albums. And now they're coming back, hitting hard, since 94, with this album.
Is this a new song, then?
No, this was in 94.
Oh, so we are sticking with the 90s theme. It's good that we didn't even know.
No, not 94. 2004.
Oh, for crying out.
Yeah.
It almost sounded like we knew what we were doing there.
Almost. Actually, it was released in 2003.
So have you got any facts right yet?
I'm brilliant at knowledge.
I was going to say, yeah. and these lot didn't do Come On Feel the Noise, like Quiet Riot in the last one that we did.
It's definitely Brandy Rhodes.
I'm still laughing about that, though. Right, we're going to turn this up a bit because it sounds like it deserves it. Good. I find it very poetic.
It is poetic.
Dare I say, it's got a hint of Limp Bizkit about it.
No.
Well.
No. Different genres.
Are they?
Yes.
Sounds a lot like Limp Bizkit.
There are subgenres of metal.
What, like iron and copper and...
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I want to be the very first copper band. Just like loads of policemen.
Yeah. Well, you semi-play guitar.
I know what one looks like.
Have a good song to sing.
Hey, no one can song quite like this singer, yeah?
Yeah.
In fact, for the Christmas special, I might, like, reprise my role as Freeman's lead singer.
Yes. Yeah. Who?
Freeman, mate. We were one of the greatest bands.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
With four people called Dave, Phil, Dave and Matt in the Carlisle area.
We're
one
I
of the,
remember.
One of the top two. Was that a farmer there going, arr, arr?
No.
It sounds like a good soundtrack to a computer game where you're driving. You know.
Yeah. Oh, it's good driving music as well.
But you can't dance to it really, can you?
Oh yes, you can.
Can you?
You can make some serious shapes to this.
But can you, Big Fish, Little Fish cardboard box?
If you want punched in the head, yes.
Well, obviously the lounge bars that I frequent don't often play this.
Not often. Occasionally. Maybe for birthdays, if you request it.
Yeah, if you ask the guy playing on the pianoforte...
Yeah.
He will play this, the acoustic version for you. Is this the same song?
It is. The timing was excellent when you said the acoustic bit.
It's like I planned it.
I know. Live, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, we are live.
I think they can tell we're live, to be honest.
Nothing like raw footage.
Yeah. I keep banging my bloody headphones on the microphone. The seasons weather away. It's going to get loud in a minute, isn't it?
Yep.
I just want to do something here for a second, right? Hang on.
Yeah.
See if you can tell the difference.
Oh, fuck off.
Could be the same song.
Ah, exactly, yeah. Definitely the same song.
That wasn't the song I was going for, I clicked the wrong button, but anyway.
Which song were you going for?
Rolling.
Oh, God.
Isn't that what all the metal fans listen to?
Only when we're drunk.
Okay, that sounds good. Not a bad choice for you this week, Andrew.
I know.
But why do I get the feeling your one song is going to be... A lot more popular than my two.
I don't know. You did throw Def Leppard in there.
You haven't heard my next one yet. Right, again, I'm going to give you the veto if you want to veto the songs, right?
Right.
My way or the highway. I might leave this one on, I quite like it.
Of course, right. Because, like,
Exactly.
Oh, look, I've pressed the turn off now button because my ears are going to bleed. Right. Yeah, I've got veto, remember?
Okay.
Not that you veto this one.
Veto?
What is that? What do you mean? How do you not know this song?
What is over you?
Veto. Christ, all right then. All right, man. How about, Oh, you'll like this one.
Voila.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Where's that cue it up, right? Because you've got to get the beginning. Right, you like this?
Okay.
All right. Was that Sia Vito?
Wasn't this on that tape that I had, Hot Reggae, Cold Reggae?
I think it was on Hot Shine, Cold Shine.
Yeah.
Okay, I think you vetoed this one, but you got to love this next one.
All right.
Here we go.
This is the Zagamuffin calling planet Earth. Ziggy Man and Zagamuffin are in the house in full effect.
My God.
That's right. Zig and Zag Stylee.
What a song, but you're not going to like it.
Business. Come down, selector. Find them all. You love me. You love me. Them girls, you love me.
If you were in my year at school now, right, with your tea bars and your scrunchies in, you'd be dancing and think this is the coolest thing in the world.
In your poppers.
Yeah. No, poppers are other things nowadays, aren't they? Little, yeah.
Alright.
Them girls, the girls, they all love them. You're not feeling this, are you?
No.
Oh, right, I know this one you'll definitely like.
Right.
Come on now. Are you vetoing this one, too?
Yeah.
I remember dancing to this in a nightclub in Cat's Whiskers.
Cat's Whiskers?
In Carlisle.
Okay, now.
I don't think the street's there anymore that it was on.
Back when it was all fields.
Back when it was all fields in Carlisle. And there were plenty of cows, I tell you.
Oh, aye.
Right, alright. Right. Oh, that's for you, vetoed, right? Oh, God. Alright, this next one. This is the track, right? This next one.
This is the track.
This is the track. So, Def Leppard, that's time. You're going to get a lot of love on the text, emails, anything else that we get through, right?
Tweet me at the Spoxter.
Yeah, tweet him at the Spoxter. And tweet us at, what are we on? KBS Podcast.
And you're on franchise, Phil. You should remember that by heart. Yeah, it should be on your business card.
It's at KBS Podcast. I know that much.
And
I've got at Stay Tuned Disco for all your disco needs. Pop fans. anyway, this is the song. You're going to like it. I like it. They like it. The video's good. Here we go. You know what it is, don't you?
Once there was this kid who got...
You must know what it is.
I know it.
Do you know what film it's off?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yay!
And he finally came back. Here's...
Now this song here, every time I quote a lyric to it on Facebook, I always get likes and the next line and all that kind of stuff. It's just good.
Cool.
Said that it was from
I bet you can't spell the title.
So I don't know what the title is.
It's called Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Of course it is.
And it's spelled Mm-mm-mm-mm. By the Crash Test Dummies.
Wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room. And then they finally made her lay.
But the thing is, it is a good song. But my God, it gets boring halfway through.
It does, like, it's all about the ming.
It's one of those songs you listen to on your iPod and kind of just listen to it and go, that's a really good song, that. Listen to about the first 30 seconds and go, skip.
Yeah, let's face it, it's no Om by Dave Lister.
Oh, God. Om.
Om.
Om. Woo, rock and roll. Right, I almost picked this next one. So my two official choices are Let's Get Rocked by Def Leppard and Mm-mm-mm-mm by the Crash Test Dummies.
Right.
But I almost picked this one. Love Sam! That's the best I'm going to get out here, isn't it? I couldn't tell you who it's by or the name of the song, but I remember many a drunkard dancing to it.
Given the first name of the songs, given the first name of the songs, Lump.
Right.
It's called Lump, Andrew. It's called Lump. It's by the President of the USA. I'm sure these are the guys that sang Peaches in a Can.
Peaches in a Can.
Peaches in a Can. They were put there by a man. Something like that. Oh, I've got it here as well. Hang on. Peaches. I'll show you that. Hang on. Here we go.
Millions of peaches.
That's the one.
Peaches for me. Or something. We all know what the meaning of that song is.
No, I don't.
But I don't know what the rating of this podcast actually is.
It's explicit. To the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Aye.
To the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. It's brilliant. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. So far in this podcast, we've gone from PJ and Duncan, Let's Get Ready to Rumble, to Peaches in a Can by Presidents of the USA.
Nice.
I thought so. And all in all, I think I won this week. As always, morally.
I've got one to do.
Well, I know, but that's because the producer of the show, whoever he is, I think I'm going to sack, didn't check the MP3 it actually recorded first, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know who it is. I don't know. I think we should sack him personally. So this is the last ever episode of the Kickboxing Shrimp podcast.
Oh, by the way, the song Peaches, it was written about a girl he had a crush on.
Oh.
That's just to put right all you dirty bastards with the dirty mind.
So it wasn't about scat?
How could you get scat from peaches?
You could try hard enough.
Have you ever sliced a peach in half, Phil?
Yeah.
Good lad.
Yeah. So it's not about rainbow kisses, then? Anyway, you need to go Google that, I think. I've been round the block a bit. I used to live in Raffles. They weren't the cleanest girls. Right.
Rainbow kiss. Let's see. No. It's got nothing on there. Rainbow. Images. Rainbow. Up
above the streets and houses, rainbow climbing high. I'll give you some background music to listen to. I bet you've got images up, haven't you?
I've got the Urban Dictionary up.
Oh, is it in there, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway,
just seems like what you do if you like really loved a girl.
If you really what rainbow kisses is, ladies and gentlemen, it's when a man and a woman love each other very much. They go up to a hillside after it's rained and watch for a rainbow.
That's exactly what it is.
And they kiss, but no tongues, because they don't do that until you're married.
Yep.
Under this rainbow. And then rim jobs occur. Right, so this next song is Phil's Banker. Can we just drag it back into music? Because this is a proper, serious musical masturbate here. That's what this is all about.
A what?
a mass discussion is what I said there. Yes. So this next song is going to play us out.
Done live.
It is done
from
live.
From the KBS studios.
I'll tell you what, live from the KBS studios.
Oh, the studio's that big. It stretches
all the way up Yorkshire.
Counties.
I tell you what. I can see you at the other end of the room.
Yep.
Which is quite weird, like, because I'm sure I locked you up in the basement.
Up in the basement, hey.
But I'm sure. So I'm going to play you Phil's Banker song, and this is the one where you're going to say yes.
Ah.
So everybody knows this song. This is a song that everybody danced to back in day.
Back in day, lad.
Back in day. I was going to say something profound about it there, but I can't quite remember. TFI Friday. Use this song for a while. Yeah. No, it's not the Riverboat song. They used it on a section on TFI Friday, and when this band did this song live, it was all wrecked because they used to sing the TFI Friday version.
Right.
And I'll tell you what it... Well, I don't know what they'd say what it is. You ready?
Go.
Here we go.
Yep.
Tune. Oh, bless your heart. You're dying to sing it, aren't you?
No, I'm not drunk enough. Go on.
Put my fingers through my soul. All right.
All right, yeah.
Well done. So you agree it's a good song, good banker song, we like this.
It's alright.
What do you mean it's all fucking right? It's a brilliant song!
It's fucking alright, yeah.
Sorry, I went all, thingy out the young one. Yeah, it's brilliant!
Yeah, they're getting married in a church, it's called... You went all Welsh on us.
That's the one! They'll be gob running down the walls!
Yeah.
I watched the Gasman episode today.
Siphoning in the neighbours.
Especially that Eddie who wasn't holding a frying pan.
Was it? I watched the one with the robber the other week on Saturday.
Oh yeah,
that's brilliant. Like,
it's a note attached to my knee. It says Sue Carpenter.
Cup of tea.
One lump or two, Mr. Burglar. And I think on that note, there's only one way we can end this podcast. Thank you very much for joining me today, Andrew. It's been emotional.
It has been an emotional roller coaster.
It's been an emotional roller coaster. And what we'll do is at some point we will theme the film The Extra and put it on your song.
Yeah.
Which won't make any difference because my songs are just brilliant. Just pursue nonsense. And it's only one
Go on. You did play, what they're called, them Sheffieldians.
Pulp? No. Backstreet Boys.
Def Leppard.
Oh yeah, Def Leppard, that's why. Def Panther. So we're gonna play, I'm gonna play out this the only way you can after talking about Bottom. Thank you for joining me today, Andrew.
Okay, it's been a pleasure.
It's been an emotional roller coaster. I'll see you from England in a couple of weeks' time.
Will do.
And we've got to tell
the girls being featured.
Yeah, we've got to tell the girls stop menstruating over everything.
Yeah. Slap.
That's an in-joke. So here we go, we're gonna end with this next song and we'll see you next time.
Okie doke.
He's the only way, really.
We didn't brace ourselves this week.
Oh, we'll do the bracing in the next bit. Come with me on a winter wonderland cruise to the Isle of Lesbos. Scarborough. Western Superman. And to all our fans in Western Superman, that's just for you.
Yeah.
See you next time, ta-ra!
Bye!
ladies and gentlemen, all that's left for me to do is thank you very much for downloading or listening to this podcast. If you haven't already, go and follow us on Twitter. That's at KBS Podcast. That's at KBS Podcast. And or you can go and subscribe to our YouTube page. Just search for Kickboxing Trim Podcast. Or you can follow us on that there Facebook. Just search for Kickboxing Trim Podcast. Thank you all for listening. We'll see you all next week.